The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
This is James Williams. You're tuned in to Respectfully Speaking on 860 AM, Fridays from 5 to 6, where we discuss
being great, health and wellness, sports, politics, and different ideas to build our community.
Because what's important to you is important to me. And I'm Eric Allen. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio.
And remember, our opinions and ideas define who we are as people, respectfully speaking.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
I can't hear you. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. It's Friday. Yeah. Respectfully Speaking Radio, every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are in the building, WWDB AM Talk 860. Hotline, you want to call up and you want to share your thoughts, you want to talk to us about whatever it is in question that you would like to talk about, give us a call, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. James, we're here, man.
Another good week.
Just awesome weeks. Awesome, awesome, awesome weeks. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Just so awesome.
I don't even know how to, I'm still recovering from this.
Right.
Because we've talked about the Uppity Awards coming mm-hmm. into this so much.
Yeah.
And today, the first time, we're going live on the Uppity Awards page. Right? So, let's talk. What was your favorite moment?
Well, let me be all the way honest. The introduction, the band.
Yeah.
The band was very, very... I'm so used to bands and dance groups because a lot of years for my fashion shows, about 15 years ago, we used Killswitch to do a sort of jump off like that. And it was exciting. It was very, very exciting. It really was. What was your exciting moment? Besides the awards.
Besides the band, right? The Storm of Fashion Awards, man.
Oh, man.
That portion.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad that I was not backstage at that point.
Right.
And that I got to sit and watch that point of the show.
Right.
Because the room just lit up. Everybody was beautiful. The outfits, everybody came dressed to the... How the old heads say it? They came dressed to the nines, right?
And they came dressed to impress.
Yes, everybody suited and dressed. Everybody looked nice.
Right.
I mean, the feedback was so incredible from... even the politicians and board was like, man, this was great.
Yeah.
The band was... First of all, shout out to them, man. Positive Movement, because they came in and the little guy they had, right? The little drummer,
Rob the Gov or?
No. Come on, man.
Rob was a few feet taller than the little guy, and the little guy looked like he was about 6 or 8.
But he did it.
No, he did good.
He did it.
And he's a great drummer. I watched him. He was strumming those drums. He did what he's supposed to do. I think he had a drum, if I can recall.
No, he did. He did. Okay. He was the little drummer boy. And it kicked off, right?
Right.
And the beautiful thing about that is we didn't have to get on the mic and say, quiet, please, quiet, please, quiet, please, please quiet down. Everybody knew the assignment.
Well, their presence was presented in a manifestation that made people just say, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, it demanded the attention, you know?
And shout out to our vendors.
You know what? Let me just say
because,
this.
The vendor room. And look, I think we're going back there next year. Are we there with that already?
We're there. Yeah,
okay, so we're going back there next year.
We can't downgrade.
It's hard.
And to leave the Germantown Cricket Club is going to the Leo Cora, Wells Fargo, maybe the Hilton on City Line, the large one. But and we need to do it in the summertime.
Ooh. And
You know why I say that?
Yeah.
Because people really haven't truly experienced the Cricket Club.
Yes.
They haven't seen when the landscape.
When it's all out, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine we do one big giant photo outside?
That would be incredible.
Yes, it
would. That would be incredible. And, you know, the feedback from the Cricket Club. So I had a board meeting there last night.
Oh, what did they say?
You know, I'm like, okay, you know, the general manager might like it, but I'm curious to see what the board was saying. And it was like, man, we might need y'all to plan, you know, the Juneteenth event we got coming up. Because right there, she was like, they was like, that was incredible. Yeah. Like, that's all they heard. I mean, I don't even know if you knew, but, like, they had employees who got dressed in their regular clothes and came up to watch.
Oh, fascinating. See, and that's what we need because a lot of people don't have any empirical knowledge of certain things that movers and shakers like us do, you know. And the people that are into production of what we do, that's the key point.
Yeah.
We got lawyers, doctors, preachers, models, designers, designer seamstress. We got, you know, councilmen.
State reps.
And just people that work in all types of municipalities.
We had the sheriff's office in the building.
Listen.
Right?
You were shocked to see that the security for
the chief of staff.
That was really amazing.
He ran track for me.
Is he faster than you?
Not many people was faster than me.
What about Gilly?
Nah, he was never faster than me.
Yeah?
No. Listen, we argued that in college.
I'm great calling.
We argued that in college.
Let me see if he on live before I call. And say, Gil.
We're going to bring him up here.
We're going to save everything that we ever talked about.
Yeah.
When we bring him up and have a little fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, no, but we raced once. We only raced once. But, I mean, when we was on the relays.
How old were you?
Oh, man. I was a little older when I got there, so I had him by about two years.
Oh, well, that don't count. No, age don't really but have he, a difference I mean, with track.
You know, but he was a roller. Like, you know, but we had some Hawks on the team.
Yeah.
Like, we had Public League All-Stars on the team.
Yeah.
Like, our team was like Catholic League Public League All-Stars. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, you know. And you know, when we get in there, I love it when he come in because we can talk about the trip to Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh,
that was hilarious.
That had to be very exciting.
You can imagine a bunch of us on the bus and said we're going to Lynchburg.
Oh, wow.
But no, like, you know, I think everything worked out right. I mean, we changed venues at the last minute to do the Uppity Awards. So to get everybody to come in there the way they came in there, you know, it just was an incredible, incredible show. And I think everybody left happy.
They did.
And the food.
They did.
Did you eat anything? I mean, did you try anything?
I ate just about everything that wasn't red meat.
Okay. So you had the tacos.
Yes.
It was all right.
Yep.
It was
absolutely
all right. You know, I think next year we need to do a sit-down dinner.
You know what?
I mean, or do we keep it that way? Or do we
sit-down? He got it. Charmaine. He got it. Yeah.
Or do we do the sit-down?
You know what? I like how, I guess it's up to the people because long as they felt like they were fed properly, I like the way they run. Because honestly, on every big level that I've been to, like Wallow's last party that we just had at Live.
Yeah.
We rented the largest room at the casino Live, and that's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the people bring the food around to you. I'm going to tell you what really was good to me. The veggie rolls, whatever everything was good. Because I was so hungry, I taste everything. Come here, what's that? And they didn't say if it wasn't beef or pork, which they didn't have any pork. We didn't pick any.
We didn't pick any pork.
But say, for instance, it was just beef ribs. I would have said no because I don't eat beef. But all the food was delicious.
The shrimp dumplings was incredible.
They were very good.
Right? Like
the chicken, one of the chickens that I had, it was so good, but it was so spicy that I just kept. And when it came around again, I was like, I don't like spicy food, but give me another one.
Yeah.
I felt greedy because when he came around again, he was like, you want another one? I said, two of them.
Well, you know what I think we need to do? Because, you know, we got a bowling alley at the club. I think we need to run a contest for wow. our top 5 or 10 listeners to come, and we're going to throw a personal bowling party for those individuals
with
food, with the food and the whole layout.
Oh, wow.
Right? Just for our the give back to people who stuck with us for a while.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I think that'd be nice.
That'd be very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
You know, we'll invite some of our higher-end people for the people to meet and feel good to be around them.
Well,
you know
we got a couple guests coming today. We were supposed to have about 8. We have about 4 coming. A couple of schedules was a little off with a few that couldn't make it, you know, and they were kind of angry. I said, do not cancel work.
No.
Just to come sit down with us, respectfully speaking. You know? And, you know, and they understand, they cracked up. You say, that's the name of our show, respectfully speaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, respectfully, you know? So, I want to say this, James. The models and the designers, do you know that these models and designers that we deal with, a lot of the models and designers, they actually... A lot of them work. They have 9-to-5s. They have like 1,000 jobs, you know. And sometimes it's kind of hard for them to do a lot of things, like far as coming to the casting calls, come to the rehearsals, the whole nine. And they show up, man. It's no excuses. And a lot of the models. Outside of the teenage models and the kid models, that's why we're donating. That's why we're about to do a quick fashion show and award show for the teenagers and the children models. In our Storm of Fashion production, we take children from 8 years old all the way up to 80. And people, you know, that joke they say, blind, crippled, or crazy, 8 to 80. Well, people may think that adults are not doing anything at the age of 80, but they are. Mm-hmm. And I announced it, and I love Miss Bernice, one of my favorite models. And I hate to say it, I do got a favorites, and stop blocking me with your hands.
Oh, my bad.
Miss Bernice, I want to tell you this. I love you. She watched me grow up. She's from 78th and Ogontz.
Mm.
Her children I grew up with, Deborah and them, they're very good people. And I was very excited to know that Miss Bernice was from 78th and Ogontz, because she watched me help tear down Westbrook Lane, Mount Airy, and Uptown section. And now I'm doing things that's more positive 26 years straight.
So it's just a beautiful thing. You build it up.
Well, we had to build it up. We had to build it up.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Right.
You know, speaking of that, my assistant coach is 82.
Wow.
Yeah. My other assistant coach is 78.
Is it a he or a she?
He.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's good to see people at that age out doing stuff and moving
sports,
around and being active.
That's kind of like a cheat mode. Sports, because naturally people that are in sports normally work out, normally are conditioned. You know, you get more brownie points when you're not of a sports background.
Yeah. True. Because he still runs.
What's his name?
Jim Asau. He still runs. He's running in the Broad Street Run.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, they just did a special on him on Fox. He's the oldest dude to ever run on there.
I seen that. I really, really, truly did.
So who we got in here today?
Well, we got a couple more. I'm just, you know, before we get to announcing them, how about if we go to one of our little songs? And because I think another one is at the door. We're going to go to a song. We're going to play this song because it's my favorite. And then we'll be right back. But I'm going to give you all a hotline number before we go, just in case you want to call in. 888-329-3306. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio. We be right back like we never left. We be right back. Don't go nowhere.
That you sing my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get
I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul.
We're back. So, as we move on with this show, we got some guests coming in. We got some guests here today. So, let's go around the table right now. Let's start off and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Charmaine Thompson.
All right, Charmaine, nice to meet you. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking. And who we have over here?
Well, my name is Red Snapper.
Red
Snapper. Queen of Philly, the Madam of Comedy, and Philly's Queen of Hip Hop Comedy. How you doing?
Hi, yo. How you been?
Oh man, I'm still living in the wars moment.
Yeah. I mean, so like it's crazy because the first Uppity Awards ever, you did the red carpet.
I was there.
Right?
Yes.
You, Son of 215.
Yes.
So you kicked off the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then over the years, I mean, as I told you when I saw you in Atlantic City, you've been putting in your work. Right.
Thank you.
You've been putting in your work. You know, I told you this year, like, yo, come ready, right?
Yeah, because I was like, anything you need me to do? Because I'm so used to, I mean, I did the red carpet the first year and the second year.
Yeah, you did it 2 years.
The third year, I still came, of course, because whether or not, you know, I still came.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, you like, hey, I just want you to come, relax, enjoy the show.
And I knew what it was looking like, right? You know, I get to see stuff behind the scenes that everybody else don't see.
Right.
You know. So here's the thing that's crazy, right? This is the first one my mom didn't make. And she was like, Red Snapper won? I was like, yeah. She's like, and I missed that?
Oh, your mom is so dope.
She's like, I missed that. You know what I mean? And you know how my wife loves you.
Yeah.
So she would have been like just.
Yeah, she.
You know?
Speaking of your wife, fun fact, I have the video. When we was at another awards or a ceremony, and we was both doing a butterfly, I heard doing a butterfly.
I need to see that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No,
oh,
I didn't see that. I probably wouldn't have been happy if her doing the butterfly,
she,
you know?
I mean.
No, but she always liked to have fun.
So beautiful. Yeah. So, so beautiful. Beautiful spirit and everything. And the fact, this is why I love the gift. The gift that I have to put a smile on people's faces, especially people shine. And, you know, I like to take people out the element in a good way. So to be able to do stuff like that and put a smile on people's faces and have them, you know, they got to decide where they want to have some fun. I could bring them out. I could bring it out in them. And that's what make me keep going, honestly.
So in that, because, you know, I talk about the work you did. How many movies have you done now?
Okay, so as far the ones that's actually on my IMDb Pro, I'm listed under 4 movies, but I am I have one that I'm in. Shout out to Tiana Brown. That's gonna, I think that's coming out sometime in December.
Okay,
and I'm also in another film with Yvette Money.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole nother ball game.
So you know, she gave me my first break in radio?
Yvette Money?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But she had Evolve Radio.
Oh.
The internet one.
Oh, okay.
Me and Armand James had a show.
Oh, I did not know that. And she is like so dope. Yeah. And definitely I gotta give a shout out to 4 films that I'm in. It's produced of course by my bro Jimmy the Saint. He the one that gave me my first start. He also won too that night. He gave me my first start into film.
Yeah.
The first film I did was Broken Trust.
I remember that.
Then I did the comedy film Saturday.
Broken Trust, wasn't that opened up at the Highway Theater in Jenkintown?
No, that was the one that was Nobody's Son.
Nobody's Son.
I wasn't in that one, but I was there.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I always support. That's one thing about me, about being supportive. Whether I'm involved or not, if I'm not in a film or whatever the situation is, I still always come out.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I wasn't there before. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of spirit that I have, because we all need each other's support at anything that we do, any project. It's always dope to see the people come back, whether you're involved or not. But really, we all are involved because we all in the same game. Just different.
I love it. I mean, I love the camaraderie that all y'all have in the Philadelphia film community now, right? And that's why we evolved that award at the Uppities, right, for the Urban Expressions.
Yes.
Because I was like, you know what, there's so much going on in movies and entertainment, and we talk about rappers and musicians a lot, and then there's so many other people that we leave out, you know? And it was good to really shine that light on that in there that night, you know what I mean? And because that was the first year we did it.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to change that whole portion up later like crazy. We got in store for next year.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't even want to go into it too much, but like,
I missed the marching band. And you know I would have led the band. I was, you know.
I know you was ready. you had the hat. That's why I thought you, I said get there early.
That's what the security guard said. He said, you just missed the band. He said, you just missed the band. I said, yeah, because if I was there, I said, you know, I would have led him, right? Because I got the hat, you know. So, but that's, I love marching band. I love live music anyway. So I definitely would have jumped up out my seat and got right in the front with him, like, bum, bum, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you know I would have got up there.
No, it was nice. It was nice when the band came out.
I know, but when the band came out, didn't you picture me in front of them doing my thing?
Yep, I sure did.
All
like,
right.
I just going.
Yep. I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know, did anybody picture me when the band came out doing my thing in front of them? Was it an image?
You know they peeped you.
You know. I tried to, when he came in with the hat, right? Because they wasn't even supposed to come in the room.
They trying to copy my style,
they were supposed
James.
To sneak in, right? They were supposed to sneak in. I didn't want nobody to know they was there because me and my partner here was talking about it. He was like, I don't know about the band, man.
And then, I did.
You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drop the bomb on him that moment.
He definitely did.
Right? And then I was kind of like, okay. You know, it was kind of one of those moments when you like you put your head down and you're like, yo, EA, so the band was coming.
And they did a good job.
They did a good job.
I've seen them perform before in the community a lot.
Yeah.
And I know the leader of the band. And I like the fact what he's doing with the youth as well, keeping them motivated and busy. They are very proud in what they're doing. See, you know, I grew up all, uptown all my life. So, you know, I grew up, I was in Charles Young Post off of Sharpneck Street. Yeah, I was in Charles Young Post. Our colors was black and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to march around the neighborhood. We used to challenge all the other leads. And some of the other leads was Abba Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them? It was another one, too. But, of course, Charles Young Post always won. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, Red Snapper's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You can find her on Everything Smoking, Red Snapper, and she is a comedian. We're going to change the channel a little bit. We're going to go to one of the models. She's a hard-working model. Charmaine, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good.
Introduce yourself, do you?
My name is Charmaine Thompson. You could find me on 100 WRNB Element of Inspiration with Brother Marcus Wiley. It's good to be in that platform.
Right.
I do daily inspiration every morning just to uplift people, encourage them to move forward and do better with themselves.
Okay, besides modeling, you're a pastor. You wear many hats, sort of like myself. So tell some of the accolades, some of the things that you do on a daily basis.
So, you know, I love to encourage and uplift people. I have a woman conference that I host every year.
That's why you got all them votes.
Yeah, I have a woman conference that I host every year just to encourage ladies. You know, we all go through things in our life.
Right.
And sometimes we feel like we are worth nothing. Some ladies feel discouraged at times. So the platform that I have is just to uplift them, to tell them that they are more than conqueror. They are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath. They are blessed and highly favored by
God.
Yes. And, you know, last year, I started this conference the year that COVID hit. And it was phenomenal. I went into the building that was given to me, and I never invite anyone. I just put out a flyer to tell them what the conference was about. It was moving forward. 70 ladies show up on that conference the first year.
Bless.
And I was so, it was such a blessing because I have professional ladies that come out just to encourage the ladies to move forward with their life, no matter what the trauma that they have in their life.
Right.
Move forward.
Right.
Don't give up.
Good.
Keep on going.
Right.
You know, the second year it was moving forward, level up, know who you are and knows who you are. The third year was moving forward, walking in your purpose.
I like that.
And
where was that at?
It was in Abington. So we have a platform in Abington. It's a big event center.
Okay.
And it's beautiful there. And we just have that. This year coming up, it was in April past that we had the last conference. 150 ladies show up. And it was phenomenal. They got roses just to encourage them, just to say you're beautiful, you're wonderfully made. You're a gift to the world. You know, we are a gift to the world.
Right.
We're a gift to the world.
Yes,
and
you are.
And we want these ladies to know that they're a gift to the world.
Ladies, you are a gift to the world, and I'm the first one that said that God should have created Eve before Adam.
And I love your accent. I know you're from the islands.
Yes, I am from Jamaica. Yeah,
she's from Yard. Yes. She's a Yard girl.
I'm also a grief and loss counselor that encourage ladies that are going through grief. I know during COVID, so many people pass away. So I went back to school and got certified as a grief and loss counselor because I want to help people.
Oh, wow.
And it has been phenomenal. I'm able to help ladies that are going through grief and loss. And, you know, you go through grief and you cannot tell people how long to stay in their grief because everybody grieves differently, right?
Right. So, no, that's true.
You know,
facts.
So I'm a grief and loss counselor, mental health aide, and I do a lot of things for the community. I'm on my way tomorrow to go to Jamaica.
What part y'all got?
Please take me with
Montego
you.
Bay.
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay.
Right. Cool.
I'm actually have a I do fundraising and stuff in Montego Bay to help the kids that are in school that need help. So I'm going there to award 3 kids award to give them monitorial gift, you know, to help them to go higher in education.
I wish I would have known it because I would have had some gifts to gift them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do this every year.
Good.
I usually send barrels with different things, school supply, book bags, and stuff like that. So this year, I'm fortunate to go back again just to see them, just to talk with them.
Absolutely.
And do some great things with them.
I like that. And before I go to Zamula, what was the thing that stood out to you? Stood out to you at the Uppity Awards?
You know, I was so blessed to be there. Just to be awarded was a blessing to me. I thank you, Eric, for even thinking about blessing all the people that you guys bless. You know, it was a blessing to see everybody in their own element, in their own platform, getting awarded.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And it is.
I give shout out to you and all the staff that work with you, that you will help people all over. This is what it's about, us helping each other.
Don't make me and
James cry. This is all what it's all about. James, thank you too for doing what you do, you know, because it takes someone that is
A village,
you know, and I really appreciate you guys. No, thank you for what you do.
Charmaine Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now let's change the channel. Zamula.
What's going on?
Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Also, Zai wear many hats as well, but I'm going to let her explain some of the hats that she wear. Zamula.
So, I'm a mom first.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
That's a good way to open.
Right. That's a phenomenal way to open, right?
Yeah, right? No, like, seriously, that's a good way to open.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Zai.
So, I'm an actress and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an artist for 3 years, almost 3 years, and an actress for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to do 9 independent films, one commercial for Cooper Hospital, and I just started acting classes yesterday.
Yeah!
So, you know, let me just say this.
You know, the class only can enhance what you naturally have,
right. Yeah.
Respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Hold on real quick. So you've only been doing 1 year of acting?
Yes.
3 years of rapping?
Yes.
Your name is ringing real quick then.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Your name is ringing real quick because I thought, you know, you had some time in. Yeah, because, like, you've just, like, real quick.
Was she a baddie?
I mean, I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, like, there's a lot of baddies out there, but they don't jump up that fast.
That's true.
They don't jump up that fast. So what do you think is the reason why you're moving so fast right now?
I just feel like because I'm not in it to be a star, to be a celebrity. I'm in it because I love it. I love everything.
Say it again, Zai.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I just go harder. Mm-hmm. And I just love doing what I'm doing, so I'm just out here grinding. Yeah. I have a show out Atlanta tomorrow, so I'm out Atlanta this weekend. And I'm just going to keep going, this journey going to continue.
Wow.
And I'm not giving up.
Congratulations, Queen. You are doing your thing, Zai.
Thank you.
And you know what I love about you? You're humble. You're very humble like me. Like you said, you do it for the love, for the pet. It's not about, like, the
money
fame
and,
or whatever like that. Now, we all do need some money.
No. I mean, if it comes.
Yeah, but you're doing it from your heart.
Right.
Because you're doing something that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to perform. You're putting a smile on people. You get to see people enjoying your gift, your talent, whether it's movies, whether it's through music, whether it's just you in person. You know, you've always been well-mannered and well-humble. And I just want to say salute to you, Queen.
Thanks, I appreciate
that. Yes.
It sound like Ray Snapper trying to come on and be a co-host with us, right?
Well, look, I mean, I got some dates where I'm going to be out of town, so, you know.
I know, right? Especially if Fran can't be here, you know. I'm gonna call it the Amazing Three because they're all doing very, very well.
Right.
Respectfully.
I'm gonna go into the engineer booth. Just let y'all rock out.
we got the best engineer in the game. I don't think you can take his job, James.
No.
But while we're still on Zai, you wanna give up your Instagram?
Instagram is ZA_MULA. And that's Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
What else?
That's it? But
that's all.
You ain't on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. I said Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about you, Charmaine? Real quick.
IG Instagram. Is CharmCure11 and Facebook is Charmaine Thompson.
Red Snap, what's yours?
Mine's is Red Snapper with three R's at the end. On Instagram and on Facebook, it is Red Snapper Comedy Wave. I also, I have a milkshake channel that's connected to my Instagram. And you can check me out on my IMDb Pro to check out the films that I'm in as well and any upcoming shows that I'm involved with.
Got you. Go ahead, James.
So, question, because we asked everybody one the same question. What was your favorite part about the show, the Uppies?
My favorite part was y'all calling me on stage. No, but.
Did you know you were going to call on stage?
I didn't know.
Okay.
No, I didn't know. So I was just honored to receive the award. But no, just everybody just being blessed to be awarded for what they do and their hard work and dedication. So yeah. it was really a nice event. And I really appreciate everybody.
So I can say, right, because, you know, I sat behind the scenes when the voting was going down. Okay. You know what I mean?
And we was battling. It wasn't too hard to battle. But that's why for the sake of words, the people behind the scenes that
the committee vote.
The committees.
The committee vote.
We have a very thorough committee.
Yeah.
And our committee are not two-faced it, and we don't have picks. If you're working, whether you're working in our production or not, you will be awarded. You wait till 2025, God willing. You will be awarded. All you have to do is work. If you say you're a doctor, a nurse, a politician, a policeman, a fireman, a wreck chaser, be the best wreck chaser that you can be.
Man.
Well, I don't like wreck chasers. They run lights.
Yeah, but on the votes, this was the most votes we've ever recorded. Mm-hmm. And
thanks to you guys
so many
and
strong
others.
People. Like, I can tell y'all, like, normal years, 800 votes total was good. I mean, the first year we had like 1,700. Mm-hmm. Then it got down to like 700-800. Mm-hmm. This year the votes was in the 2,000s.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was crazy, like, looking at that. And, you know, I get to see something y'all don't get to see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? I get to see what people write in the comments about why you should have the award. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
So, James, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
With the three ladies that we have here, based on what you've seen and based on what the comments say,
uh-huh.
Give your opinion about all three. Don't single them out, all three together.
Okay, so.
Like the Trinity.
But combined. Okay, I got you. Very, very, very well received by a lot of people. I mean, you've all touched a lot of people in what you do, right? Because I'm going to say 50% of y'all votes actually had comments, right? And I always look at it as this way, right? When you do a vote, it's easy to just check the buttons. But when you're going to put comments in,
that's a lot.
That's right. Different, right? Because They're taking time to write about you, mm-hmm. right? So one, I will say that. Two, everybody looked great that night and composed and when y'all got on the stage, even when you were speaking, we didn't have a lot of the ums. Well, like everybody was, I mean,
spot
it was
on.
Yeah, right. Like y'all elevated.
April Jordan was a little nervous.
I mean? Y'all elevated to that level to fit, you know. And I had somebody say to me, actually, City Councilman Anthony Phillips was like, "Man, everybody, did they know they were going to win? Because they're like what they said. It seemed like people had it recorded." Like they were planning for it. You know what I mean? Or practicing it. So we just appreciated everybody came in so professional.
Well, Anthony, right? Let me say.
Man, why are you going to do this again to me, man?
Let me say this. Anthony, I think what it was is that a lot of the people are always prepared. And just like the BET Awards, the MTV Awards, and every great award show, whether it's the Oscars, the Grammys, etc., you see that they all prepare. They write something just in case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you should always plan to win, even if you're not a winner. Because if you don't win, you're still a winner. Because you are nominated. And being a nominated is something that no one could ever take from you.
Even right. If you don't win.
Even if you, say it again, Zah.
Yep. Even if you don't win, you was a nominated.
And you're still a winner.
Yeah.
Because I learned that from the Grammys. Do you know, I know so many musicians that were Grammy nominated and they use that on their business profile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they will say that to you. Mm-hmm. Like, hold up, I'm Grammy nominated.
Right.
And that means a lot. Because mm-hmm. that means that you had to be in the analytics to even be announced
right.
or credited or, hey, we want you.
So, right. yeah, right. when do we get to the point where we see on profiles uppity nominated from people? Ooh, right?
Oh, that would be
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That's something to work towards.
Well, and what we're going to do is, me and James thought this out, and Rob the Gov is with it too, and so is Shelly Shell. We're going to take all the winners on a little world tour. Now, the world tour might be across the street. But we just wanted to do something a little extra to appreciate your time, because yeah. when you ask grown folks, as busy as grown folks is today, to come and be a part of something, even if they're receiving. Because we had some people that didn't show up for whatever the reason was. You know, they were winners. But people have so many things that they are busy doing nowadays because human beings are overworked. But we will not let computers beat us. I refuse to let a computer beat me. And that's why I don't argue or fuss with humans. I fuss with computers. Right? Who don't beat up the mouse? Come on, right? The enter button. How many times have you snapped on the enter button, James? Come on. All control delete. Come on. How many times have you
That's
did a power
right
reset?
All
you
control delete.
Power deletes. Reset.
All day.
With the attitude, with the face.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we still got a few minutes, but I wanted to get this time and just say thank you guys very much. You are all winners. And I want to see if you guys don't mind helping out with the Teenage and the Kid Award show that we're actually going to have. And it's going to be in December, but we're going to have a small event. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel.
Okay. We definite with that?
We're definite.
Okay.
We're definite with that.
Good.
Because a lot of the teenage models and kid models, I'm not going to say that they were upset. They were a little disenchanted. Because I know a lot of them, they know how we get down at the Storm of Fashion. We like to patronize everyone. And this time, we just wanted to patronize the adults because of you guys, specifically, and the ones that are not here. Don't do what you do. We don't have a production. So we want to thank you for your hard work, your dedication, whether you're a comedian. Like Snap, she always bring those big size draws. Snap ain't bring the draws to the award show this time.
Oh, they here.
You got them with you?
Yes, I do.
Where they at? Show them.
Oh, God.
Bring the draws. Have your staff. Those that are listening to the transcript, you can go to the Uppity Awards page, and you can look at this live. And she got the bag. She got
oh,
she got a rim. Look at these draws.
I'm definitely getting a call from the station.
James, and we got to get the engineer to sign your draws, Snap. Look at these draws, ladies and gentlemen.
I got to find which Darnies are
Wait a minute. Look at them. Look at
they so
that.
Big.
That's all right. Well, they're your old draws.
Okay,
she washed them.
Let me stand back a little.
Look at these panties. Wow.
Look at the signatures.
Right. Yeah, a lot of signatures.
Yeah, ain't this all...
Come on, James. I want to get. Come on, James. I want to get you to sign it.
Yes,
come on, go sign. Pass those draws over to James. Give me those draws. Give me those draws.
I know she don't got no marker. We get it. We get it later. We get it later. We get it later.
I should have had him sign them at the awards. Like, thanks, James.
Right.
Next year.
But yo, I actually had to come on stage to give you a hug when you got your award.
Because you thought she had the draws with her. You ain't sweating. Well, Snap is a comedian, you know. Snap, your hat is dope.
Thank you so much.
And for
much.
What I understand, and understand that one of the models, one of the designers that got an award, is she makes some of those type designs. Is that correct?
Well, at one time, she was making some handcrafted ones.
Handcrafted ones.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I remember Mama Jones, you gave her one of your hats.
No, she was trying to get
she
it.
She wanted one
her,
bad.
Yeah, I told her I got her. I got her, though. I still do.
You ain't get her a hat yet?
I got her. I got her. I'm going to make her one.
Let's see if we can see. Let me see if I can spot a name on here. I remember when I saw
Oh, you got signatures all on them.
There go me right there. You see where I signed that? In the crotch. You see?
Yeah, everybody.
EA 75th.
I can't right now. Look. You put 75th on there?
Did I? Look.
All right, so I mean,
game's turn.
Right. These snap draws. I need to sign
a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sign.
The plan for these, once they get filled up front and back, well, really, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try.
Are they all guy signatures or girls?
No, there's females wearing too.
Hold on. Who's the most famous person you got on there besides EA?
Jim Jones.
Oh, not yet.
Jimmy ain't signed it?
Not yet.
Well, you gave him the draws at the Met.
What politicians you got on there? You got David O on there?
You know what? Not yet.
Oh, we got to get David O.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope.
The first Asian politician to sign Red Snapper draws.
When she got on him at the Uppity Awards that year,
he was crazy.
I don't know.
Yo.
He was cracking up.
I felt bad for him for a minute because I was like, ooh, she did that to him.
I said, did I take it too far?
He loved it. Oh my God!
Him, his family, everybody. Like it was really nice. Again, the gift to make people laugh, to put a smile on their face, because some people be, you know. So you know, I'm the one that always, even growing up, would break the ice. Like, wait a minute, it's too quiet.
Which one of your favorite jokes? We got 4 minutes, and you got 30 seconds. Give me your favorite joke, and then we're gonna get your favorite quote. And then we're going to get Zamulas. Go ahead. What's your favorite joke?
That you
like to tell?
Well, you know I'm a raw comedian.
You're the Philly version of Andrew Dice Clay.
The funny thing, I will keep it censored. One of my favorite jokes is the joke that I tell when I was dating a Jamaican man. For real. Being as though this is a censored program, I just talked about the difficulties when it came to certain things with the Jamaican man.
Give me an example.
Turtleneck. Some of them are not circumcised.
Oh.
So sometimes it takes a long time to
get
to the top.
We get the point.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Give me your quote.
I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me.
Oh, that was dope. That was powerful. A little different than what Snap said. That was funny. Okay, Zamula. Your turn.
Just never give up on your dreams, no matter what the situation is, no matter what situation you're in.
Wow.
And what you got going on next?
Right now, I'm filming with EA.
Yep. The Manuel Brown story, 25 years for a crime that he didn't commit. We're filming that. We also are filming Body to Kill for 3, our business partner, Top Model Yama. She's doing her third film, and we also we got like 3 films to do. So if anybody want to get in any acting career, actor or actress, hit us up. Go ahead, James,
I just pitched the idea of a film the other day that I want to get done.
Let's do it.
I got my idea now. Yeah.
Is it called The Draws?
The Draws. We got to get Khadijah the script and start writing.
Well, I got to figure it out, but I'm going to put it together.
Say no more.
Philly politics inside type thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. Stories that ain't told.
Because what y'all don't know about James, he was a Democrat and a Republican. Now he's in the middle. I'm a Democrat, but I'm still in the middle. Okay. And I respect, because it's things that both sides interact. And I'm going to ask y'all, because we got 1 minute. Who you voting for?
My draws.
Who you voting for?
Kamala Miller.
Who you voting for?
Not voting.
She's not voting. I'm voting for Kamala. Who you voting for?
Come on, man.
James voting for James.
I'm voting for Trump.
James, you know what I mean?
I'm voting for Trump.
See, because James.
I'm voting for Casey, too. I mix it up.
I'm voting straight Dems. Straight Dems.
I don't like the tax policies right now.
I don't like the tax policy, but it's the lesser of two evils.
I just got this money.
Close out, James.
I can't get it right now.
Close us out.
All right.
Ladies, thank y'all for coming through. We love y'all on the sake of everything that's positive and moving. And we got to bring y'all back. Do y'all mind coming back?
I don't mind at all.
Thank y'all so much. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in Respectfully Speaking Radio. Go ahead, James.
Just close us out.
Nah.
Thanks for tuning in Respectfully Speaking Radio. Hold on. My new thing, I hope y'all overstood and understood everything we talked about.
We got and over.
Yes.
Because one is in the heart, one is in the conscious, one is you don't know.
Oh, one more. My fifth city championship won yesterday.
Yeah!
Fifth city championship in 6 years.
What school was that?
Lansdowne Catholic, third school in 6 years to win.
Congratulations to the whole Lansdowne Catholic School.
Yes, yes.
And we see y'all next week live on Respectfully Speaking Radio, WWDB AM Talk 860. See ya.